Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministries. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we are live and on the air. We want to give thanks to God always for everything that he's done, all that he's about to do. Glory to God, because we are expecting him to do some great and mighty things in this season. You know, not last season, but we're in a new season now. So we expect God to move. When you come with a level of expectation, then God's going to move on your behalf. But if you just come in just to say, well, Lord, I heard your word, then don't expect it. Glory to God. When you come with a higher level of expectation, he's going to give you a word. He's going to move on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead with our announcement. First of all, if you missed it on yesterday, you missed an awesome message. Faith come by hearing Elder Bertha Askew, awesome, awesome woman of God. Her show came on yesterday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss the next one. Make sure you keep it locked and tune in on next Saturday. It comes on every Saturday. Faith come by hearing Elder Bertha Askew at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we are called the Hour of Power. I am the first Hour of Power, Prophetess Martha Williams. My show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to make sure that you get those times down, amen, because we're going to go over next and we're going to hear Minister Elaine, amen, a word that the Lord has given to her to feed his sheep. So I want to make sure you keep it locked right here. You just got to switch stations a little bit and go on and hear what the Lord is saying through Minister Elaine Jackson. And she is also an author. You can go online and you can click on it. She has it all online. The book is on Amazon on how you can get a copy of her book. Go ahead. You know, Christmas is coming up. It's getting near. We're already in December. So you can go ahead and get your copy now. Don't wait till they run out and say, well, I sure wish I could have got a copy. Glory to God. Then you know it may be double. So go ahead and get it at this point right now. So go on her Facebook page. She has two Facebook pages, Ministry Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson. So you can go on now and you can see how you can get your book. Amen. And then if you move on up a little bit further on Tuesday night, we have one word from the Lord on Tuesday night. That's Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. His show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to know if you're in really, really need of a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, whatever the need may be, someone to help point you in the right direction. I want you to hit them up, inbox them on Facebook. Apostle Yvonne Rouse has a page. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them. Let them know that you need them. Say, I need you before the season is up. Glory to God. And tell them what you need. They will get back with you. Without a shadow of a doubt, they will get back with you to help you, to walk you through, to pray with you, and help you to get where you need to be so you won't miss out on your season. You know, this year is almost gone, so you don't want to wait until the next year. You want to go ahead and get in now. Get in where you fit in and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And I want to also encourage you to partner with us. If you will partner with us, you will receive many, many, many perks, all the way from Monday all the way up through Sunday. Glory to God. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, you can get a word from here, and then you go somewhere else and thank you, you know, and bless that whoever it may be. I'm not bashing any ministries or anything. Let's just say whoever it may be and bless them. Hallelujah. And say, you know, well, I did. I sold my seeds over here. Glory to God. But you won't be blessed anymore by that because you sowed the seeds in the wrong place. Come back and sow your seeds wherever you got your word from. Glory to God. To put you on straight street. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to go ahead, hallelujah, and partner and get ready to move out on God's behalf. You know, he's calling soldiers to the front line, not the back line. You know, everybody said, you know, I'm the next in line. No. I'm the first in line. Glory to God. I'm going to be on the front line and stop hiding out. You know, so many times Christians are hiding. You know, they're saying, well, I'm going to get beat up, so I don't want to do that. And now, come on. If you believe like you say you believe, and he said he gave every man the faith of a mustard seed, come on now. Glory to God. You ought to be able to activate that mustard seed faith and do what he's calling you to do. Hallelujah. To get on the front line and slay some dragons. Ha ha. Oh, my God. And put out some fire breath from the dragon. Glory to God. So I encourage you to come on and get in. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line now. If you desire prayer at this time, would you go ahead and press the 1 and I will bring you in for prayer. If not, then we're going to move on down the road. I'm going to be preaching today from Psalms 34. I'm going to start at the first verse. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't see anybody with their hand up, so we're going to go on down the line. Hallelujah. I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, Father, we thank you for another glorious day that you have made, Lord God. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. We thank you, Father God, and we give you thanksgiving, Lord God, for thanksgiving, Lord, that we had on this week, oh, God, that you kept the family safe. That you kept them together, oh God. That you let them came together, Lord God, and enjoyed each other's fellowship, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we pray for those bereaved families, Lord God. We ask you to give them strength like never before. Give them even the more strength and let them know that you're with them, Lord God, all the way. You never leave them, Lord, nor forsake them. You said never see the righteous forsaken or see beg bread. That means they don't have to beg you to come in their life. All they got to do is just ask you to come. Oh, my God, you said draw close to me, huh? And I will draw close to you. So, Father God, we just thank you for the closeness, Lord God, and the walk with you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the children, Lord God, and the children's children, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father. Father God, we pray, Lord God, as they're out on the highways and the byways, let your angels camp around them. Protect them, Lord, from hurt, harm, and danger, oh, God. Let them see every destructive spirit that's coming, oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, on the left and on the right, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to let them be aware of their surroundings as they go, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Father God, we pray for those that are in the nursing homes, Lord God, those, Lord God, who are bound down in the bed of affliction, because we know, Lord, only your power, the Holy Ghost power, can raise them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and clothe them in their right mind so they can hear your word as it comes forth each and every day, oh God. Let them feel the presence of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Lord God, oh, my God, no one can take it away, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as it's dwelling on the inside, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to go out and tell others, about a man named Jesus who died on Calvary. Oh, Lord God, in this season, oh God, to bring healing, to bring deliverance, to set those free, Lord God, that are bound down with drugs, in the name of Jesus, those who just bound down with sin, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. We know you are a deliverer. We know you are a healer. We know, Lord God, if we walk with you and sup with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, there's nothing that you won't do. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that shall deliver and set them free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, who are bound down with sickness on today, Lord God, in their body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You made this body, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say heal them everywhere they hurt. Back pain, oh God. Leg pain, knee pain, Lord God. You made this body. Oh my God, you put it together, oh God, so we know, Lord God, you know every area of the body that hurts them. So Lord God, touch them with your mighty power, Lord God, and heal them right now in the name of Jesus, because we know, Lord, that there is nothing that's too hard for you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who don't know you, as they hear the word of God on today, and they come forth, Lord, oh my God, and give their life to Christ, being bound down no more with sexual sin, being bound down no more with sin, in the name of Jesus. We said, loose them and let them go, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, God. And we give you the glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. You know, God is an awesome God. He can heal everywhere you hurt. A lot of times, you know, people think, well, you know, he does heal instantly. Hallelujah. He does work through medicine and the doctors too. Also, glory to God, he can heal you any way he wanna heal you. Glory to God. So don't think that God is falling short. Nah, you're falling short. Expand your thinking in the name of Jesus. Stop putting him in a box, because he can heal and do anything he wanna do, because he is God. A lot of times people think, you know, just one way, but, you know, there are many ways that he comes. You know, you say, well, I need money to pay my light bill. Oh, glory to God. Well, you think, well, Lord, you're going to give me a check in the mail. Lord, you're going to do it like this, like that. Yes, he could do all that. But then sometimes he'll tell you, open your mouth, hallelujah. There are those in need, then you can go and ask somebody, hallelujah. And he wants sometimes you to make sure that you pay him back. Because understand, everything, there's a season, and every season, there's a reason, glory to God. And he's trying to get you somewhere. And when he tells you to do certain things, and you go and ask somebody, amen, he wants you to make sure you pay him back. Because God's trying to help you to see, hey, okay, Lord, I hear you. You know, sometimes your credit is just jacked up, hallelujah. And he's trying to help you to see. Help you to see that, okay, you need to pay this creditor. I don't know what it, who it's for. Amen. Just, amen. Roll with me. Roll with me. It's okay. I know y'all don't eat all that turkey and all that dressing and cake and you good fool. Glory to God. That's okay. Just keep roll with me. Roll with me. Not roll over and go to sleep, but roll with me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He wants you to see that you need to pay your bills and pay them on time. You know, I remember this song that he always, you know, I always hear, amen, and if he's an on-time God, yes, he is. Glory to God. So you need to pay your bills, what? On time. Hallelujah. I know there may be seasons where you go through, you say, Lord, well, you know, I would do this if I got it. Yes, he understands all that. But, amen, when you get up and get in that place, then you know what? You need to do that. You can't just say, well, you know what? They're charging too much. I don't know, amen, who it's for, but amen, just listen up. You can't just say, well, they're charging too much, because he didn't know how to tie your hands and make you go in there and get all that stuff. And knowing that your check, amen, you couldn't pay it out of your check, amen. Now, that's foolish faith. You believe God that God's going to one day give you, amen, different things and furniture and all that stuff. Then, yeah, he will do that. But you got to hold on until that time comes, because sometimes you rush God. You try to rush him, and he's not that. He's an on-time God, but he's not a rush God. Hallelujah, glory to God. He's going to come to you when it's time. Hallelujah. All in God's time. So don't just go out there and get stuff at me and you say, well, Lord, I know you're going to pay for it. I'm going to go on and get it. No, that's just absolutely not right. Then all these bills are building up, and then before you know it, you're under all this stress. Ah, glory to God. And stress will definitely harm you. Hallelujah. So just don't do that. Glory to God. Don't get no more than, hallelujah. Just ask the Lord, what, Lord, can I go ahead and get this? Can I get this? Can I get that? Can I get this? But most of the time, you just go out there haphazardly spend it. Well, I'm going to get it because I feel like it. Well, I'm going to get it because it don't matter. I'll pay for it later on down the street. My Lord. And then later on down the street, you run into a problem. Then you ain't got the money to make that payment. Hallelujah. And he'd be, Lord, I need you. Y'all spitting and slobbering now, but you can't spit and slobber, amen, if they tell you to come to church, come to prayer, come to Bible study, come and do this for the ministry. And you spit then, glory to God. Well, just wipe it up because that ain't God to work like that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Be diligent in what you do. Hallelujah. Always be diligent in what you do for the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you're diligent in what you do for the Lord, you're diligent in what you do on your job, you're diligent in paying your bills, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you know what? You got something. Hallelujah. Hold on to that diligence. Don't let it go. Because so many times now, people are not diligent. They'll tell you they're going to do something. You can't count on them. They ain't going to do it. They ain't coming. You can just hang it up. Hallelujah. It's like you hang up, no one's here. The wrong number. You can hang it up. Oh, glory to God. Let's get on into the message. Hallelujah. Psalm 34. And I'm going to title my message, I Will Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You know, that's a statement right there. I hear a lot of people, you know what, I'm going to bless the Lord. But you know what, sometimes whenever those dark hours come, and guess what? We all have them. Hallelujah. Can you still bless the Lord? Can you still praise the Lord? Hallelujah. You know, they sing a song. I'm not a singer. I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to tell you about it. Glory to Lord, God. And I know you've heard it when they sing it. They sung it online, too. As two times the praise the Lord, when you feel like it and when you don't. Hallelujah. Because, you know, things will happen. There are certain circumstances that will come to knock you on your feet. But can you still knock you off your feet? But can you still bless the Lord at all times and let his praises continually be in your mouth? Whenever people come against you, can you still bless the Lord at all times and let his praises continually be in your mouth? When they slander your name, can you still bless the Lord at all times and praises continually be in your mouth? When they backbite you and tell lies on you, can you still bless the Lord? You know, some people go and they get in a corner. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, I've seen it before. You know, well, some people, they even stop ministry just because, you know, well, you know what, they're coming against me and I don't want them to hear the word. Well, I want everybody to turn up the dial on today. Hallelujah. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I approve this message. Glory to God. Just turn up the dial. Kick it up a notch. Glory to God. Because this is the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you listen, you're listening. If you don't, then you're missing out on a treat. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 2. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Glory to God. Let's move on down to 3. Almighty, the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know, you got to say, Lord, I adore you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I exalt you. Lord God, I give you glory. I give you praise. And you know what? You don't even have to sometimes have music. Make your own music. Hallelujah. I'm not going to give y'all everything, but I'm going to give you a little bit. You come over here, hallelujah, glory to God, and guess what? You're going to get more than just some sausage and a piece of toast, glory to God, you know, hallelujah. You're going to get a steak. It's going to be a nice rounded T-bone, glory to God, you know, that's what I like. You're going to get a nice rounded T-bone steak. You're going to get the meat of the word, hallelujah, not sausage, hallelujah. Anybody can link you up with somebody. Oh, good God Almighty. But I'm bringing you, amen, prime beef that will help you along the way. Glory to God. This will help you. And that's what you'll get when you come over here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on down. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, when you seek God, God will deliver you. But you know, sometimes what happens, you only go to him one time and you want him, Lord, this is what I need. Take care of it. If he don't answer, go back again. Say, Lord, hold up, man. This is what I need. I need you to take care of this. Go back again. Lord, this is what I need. I need you to take care of this. Glory to God. How bad do you want it? How bad do you feel? Oh, good God Almighty. Glory to God. See, you got to go back to him. You know, now, you got, like I said, you got to be diligent in what you do. You have to continually, it said continually to praise him. Yes, you got to continually to go and say, Lord, this ain't going to work. I'm tired of this now. I'm tired of living like this. This ain't going to work, and you got to stay on it. And whenever it come up in your mind, then you got to, okay, Lord, hold up. Wait a minute. Stop the prayer. Now, Lord, I came to you one time. I'm coming again. Remember how the woman did when she moved out. There was a famine in the land, and she moved away. Glory to God. And she came back. And then he said, hold up. Who is this woman? Where is me to death? Give her everything that, even that the taxes, give her all that money, everything. Give her land, everything. So that woman didn't let up, and that's what you should do. You shouldn't let up. Glory to God. You should continually. Hallelujah. My God. Let's go on. To number five, they looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. You know, when you seek the Lord for help, you need to be happy. Some people seek the Lord just for stuff, and that don't make them happy. They get the stuff, it'll make them happy for a few minutes. But when you absolutely seek God for who he really, really is, hallelujah, then that's what will make you happy. That will make your heart jump. It'll make it skip a beat whenever you know that you know that you know that you know the Lord Jesus Christ and that you know who he is and that you're seeking him for the right reasons. Hallelujah. But if you're just seeking him for stuff, then yeah, he'll give you the stuff. Glory to God. Sometimes you'll get the stuff. But guess what? And after that, it fades away. But when you're seeking him, amen, for who he is, and you love him with all your heart, hallelujah. So you know what happens? It'll get where the stuff don't even matter. Yes, you'll want it, you'll ask for it, and it's okay. But then it don't even matter. If you have it, you have it. If you don't, you don't. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You won't let your whole life be focused around stuff. Oh, my God. Let's move on to six. This poor man cried. And the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Now, look right here. See, he was seeking the Lord. And what happened? Huh? Guess what? He saved him out of everything. You got to continue to seek the Lord, thy God. You got to make that a daily walk in your life. Stop calling people all the time. You know, stop getting on the phone every single day. You know, just wait. Hold on. Get home and just mellow out. You ain't going to miss nothing. Hallelujah. You ain't going to miss nothing important. Glory to God. If it's important, you believe me, somebody will text you or you can check it whenever you get through or they'll contact you. But you know what? So many times you're missing out on spending time with a man named Jesus, spending time with the Lord thy God. Glory to God. So, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? What are you saying to me, Lord God? Lord, I'm here. Take me in your arms and hold me. Hold up. Let me tell you something. It ain't nothing like God and God holding on to you, glory to God, and wrapping his loving arms around you. That's better than JoJo, Nay-Nay, Cece. It's better than any of that, glory to God. When he wraps his arms around you, it's just like a fire. Oh, good God almighty, shut up in your bones. My God, glory to God. Let's move on to seven. The angels of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Okay, you see right here, the angels will be in camp around you when you're seeking the Lord thy God. I remember, you know, I was every night I would go to bed and I said, Lord, let your angels camp around me. Lord, let your angels just camp around me, oh God, to keep me, Lord God, and Lord, help them to protect me and all kinds of, I was just praying. So one night I woke up and I'm like, okay, what is all this? And he said, didn't you ask me to let my angels camp around you? So I said, okay, glory to God. So the room was just filled. And that's what you want, hallelujah. You stop worrying about everything, everybody, glory to God, and focus on what's important, which is the Lord thy God, hallelujah, Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that's really important. And souls being saved so he can help you to make you a disciple. Hallelujah. Everybody can be a disciple to go out and tell somebody, you know, about Jesus. Everybody can, but will they? No. Because they just worry about your foe and you'll know more. Now, you got to be concerned about the neighborhood, too, also. I know times we're in some perishable times right now. I know. But that still don't stop you from praying for them. How does that? That don't stop you from praying for them and asking God to send someone by to help them to get along, you know, to accept him as their savior. That don't stop it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move to eight. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. You got to learn how to trust God. Hallelujah. You know, he said he gave us faith the size of the mustard seed. But a lot of times people don't trust. See, sometimes people can't trust what they can't touch. Oh, my God, I'm going to say that again. Sometimes people don't trust what they can't touch. Hallelujah. But, you know, you can touch it. You can touch him through his word. He'll touch you back. Oh, good God Almighty, I just felt the touch. Good God Almighty, whoop. Glory to God, hallelujah. If you touch him through his word, then he'll touch you back. If that word is in you, then that word is what's going to connect you with him, and it's going to give you that touch, hallelujah. Oh, my God. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Now, you may not go in and lay your hand on it, glory to God, but whenever you're in this word, that word will touch you. And guess what? That's God touching you, hallelujah, through his spirit, through his power, and through his might. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. My God. Let's move on to verse 9. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints. For there is no want to them that fear him. You know what? When you have fear of doing wrong and you're knowing that you're going to reap it, baby, you ain't going to lack nothing because he's going to give you everything you want. So look, I'm not going over here. You can knock on that door all night. I don't care. You can lay a truck full of roses down at the door. Hallelujah. But I fear what's going to happen after all them roses. Come on, y'all, read through it. After all them roses, if I open that door, I already know what's going to happen. I fear God greater than I fear you. But guess what? We're not going to fall in that kind of temptation. You can take them roses and go and lay them on a grave site. That'll be best. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you need to do because don't open that door. Ladies, somebody is about to open the door, hallelujah, my God, but understand, this is not him. Mm-mm. This ain't him, hallelujah. He's coming with sweet words, sweet nothing. You know how they do it. You know how they wrote. Huh. Don't do it. God has someone for you anyway, but, you know, just hold on. I hear somebody saying, but it's been such a long time. I know it. It's a long time coming, but guess what? To you, but it ain't a long time to him. So don't open that door. Don't open that door. Keep it locked. Let them roses lay there. They'll soon wither. It's okay. Hallelujah. Let's move on. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. When you seek God and you seek him in his word, you're praying, you're reading, you're meditating, even when you're washing dishes or you're doing laundry or you're cleaning your house or even when you're driving in your car, hallelujah, glory to God, you ain't going to lack for no good thing. Remember, he's going to give you just what you need when you need it, hallelujah. Learn how to seek God on a daily basis, you know. I was listening to someone this morning, and they were saying, you know, you spend an hour with God, and then your next thing, he said, you spend 10 minutes with God. Then the next day you go, it'll come 20 minutes and move up, and it'll keep going. You know, that is true. An hour, next thing you know, it's 2 hours, it's 3 hours. That means you're coming into fellowship actually with him, and he's talking back to you, and you're listening and saying, okay, Lord, and this is what I need. And y'all got that connection. Hallelujah, my God, not relationship, huh? Oh, my God, not that, Holy God, I'm sorry, but relationship with God, that's it, relationship, when you come in close relationship with it, hallelujah, the devil don't want this word to come, but in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare it shall on this day, hallelujah, you're coming close knit with him, hallelujah, and he can sit with you and talk to you and tell you what to do and how to go about doing it and how to walk into it. Glory to God. Let's move on to 11. Hallelujah. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Let's move to 12. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days that he may see? Hallelujah. See good. You can't say evil things. You got to be careful what comes out of your mouth on a daily basis. Hallelujah. It ain't just, you know, when you're behind closed doors, you ain't got to worry about it because guess what? You ain't with nobody. Hallelujah. If you're not with anybody, that's going to say evil stuff. But when you get out in the world, that's when you have to be careful because people will bring it to your doorstep. They will even bring stuff to you that you know you don't need to see. I'm telling you, don't do it. Don't do it. You got to learn how to shun evil, hallelujah, and do good. Then, God don't want me watching that. Sometimes you have to even rebuke those, amen, that's coming to you, bringing it to you, glory to God. And it's okay, hallelujah, because you know what? You're not there to make friends with evil, but you're there to do good, hallelujah. Oh, my God, in the presence of the Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Let's move on to 13. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking good. That means, hallelujah, don't tell lies. You know, a lie will soon catch up with you. Because if you tell one, you got to tell another one to cover that up. Then they say, you know, hallelujah, you got to tell another one, and another one. And guess what? Before you know it, then here comes somebody. Well, I heard you say it. Just don't do it. Because that's how lies get told. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. You know, a lot of people say, well, Lord, I need peace. But you got to pursue your own peace. He don't got to give you anything, hallelujah. When you ask him for it, he'll give it to you. He'll give you the peace. He'll give it to you, yes, but you got to pursue it. You know, if you allow everybody to come to you and tell you crazy stuff and talk all kinds of manners against your leaders and talk all kind of manner different things against that person, hallelujah, that you talk to and different stuff, then yes, yes, and yes, they're disturbing the peace, hallelujah. Even though they'll do it and you just, they try to do it on the slick side, I've seen it done. Well, you know, so-and-so said about so-and-so you. I'm like, okay, whatever. Then why are you trying to come here? It don't even matter. Were they telling the truth? Did you do it? Did you say it? Hallelujah. And that's the next step. That's what I said. Did you do it? Did you say it? Is it correct? And guess what? It does be correct. That's what it is. Hallelujah. So just be careful. Seek your peace. Ask God for peace. Don't let everybody come putting everything in your mailbox. You know, sometimes they can write a letter and bring it to your mailbox that'll destroy your whole day. Hallelujah. You have to be careful. I'm very careful, amen, when I'm going and when I'm coming. Hallelujah. And my surroundings also. Hallelujah. I don't let anybody destroy my peace when I'm in that place. You can forget it. You can call all night long. Guess what? You won't get me. Because that's what, I'm in that place of peace with the Lord, and that's where I want to stay. It ain't nothing like being in the peace with the Lord and being in the presence, and you want to stay. You're in that place of peace, and you want to stay there. But somebody can give you one good phone call, guess what? Oh, my God, they'll turn your whole upside down. You can't sleep. You can't. Oh, my God. Lord, help us, Lord. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Let's move on to 15. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. You know, if there's things that are going on with you, you know, when you're crying out to God, he hears you. He does hear you. He hears everybody. I don't know, you know, I used to hear him say, well, you know what, God don't hear. Amen. If you're not saved, then God don't hear you. He made everyone, so he hears everything that's going on. He ain't going to just shut his ears up, so well, you know what, hey, man, oh, don't step over there. He just out there just doing everything he want to do, big enough to do. I'm going to shut him out. No, he hears it all, glory to God. So I don't know why, but he hears it all because he made everybody. So guess what? He hears it all, and he will answer you. And if he don't answer you, cry out again. Keep crying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move to 16. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble. Glory to God. When you praise God, stay in his word, and you begin to cry out the Lord, he hears you. Then he'll begin to dispatch his angels. You know, Mary over there, hallelujah, she needs you. Oh, glory to God. And he'll say, okay, angel, you need to go over there and take Mary, what she needs. Give her her money. Give her her healing. Take what she needs, because I heard her crying out to me on last night. Glory to God. I heard furniture over there saying, Lord, I need you, Lord God. I can't do this anymore, Lord. I need you to help me, Lord, and walk with me, Lord God. Tell me what I need to do, Lord. Can you hear my cry, oh, Lord? I know you'll answer me. Hallelujah. You know, they used to say he'll answer me by and by. Huh? Glory to God. But you'll answer me, dear Lord God. Lord, what do I need to do? Lord, can you hear me? Hear me, Lord God. You know, some people do go through that. They say, well, Lord, can you hear me? Yeah, he hears you. Just keep crying. He hears you. I promise you, he hears you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. You know, some people's heart just sometimes you get broken, and then some people say, well, you know what? I ain't doing that no more. Glory to God, because, you know, that just breaks my heart. And some people just shut down because they don't want to get hurt or rejected. But you know what? Long as you live in this world, you're going to get hurt and you're going to get rejected. You just got to know what to do. You know, glory to God. My God, that's just the way the world is. You can just go in a place in a restaurant, and, you know, there could be someone in there, and you just standing up there in line, and they'll say some crazy stuff. You know, glory to God. You know what, Lord, that hurt me. They don't. Sometimes people don't even know you, and they'll hurt you. Hallelujah. But one thing I did learn, hurt people like to hurt other people. That makes them feel good because they were hurt. So now they want to hurt you. Glory to God. But that's just not so. Hallelujah. And you know what? A contrite spirit is a person, amen, who's sincere in remorse, filled with a sense of guilt and the desire, you know, that, Lord, oh, my God, I did that, and I want to repent for it, Lord. And your sincerity about repenting because you know it was wrong. You know when you said that, hallelujah, it was wrong. You know if you lashed out at somebody, it was wrong. Lord, forgive me. Just forgive me, Lord. Lord, please forgive me. And that's the person with a contrite spirit. He know, and don't you think he don't know, because he knows everything. I don't know why people think that God doesn't know. He knows everything, he sees everything, and he is all things. So I don't know why you think that he don't know, but he do know. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Let's go to verse 18, and it reads, 19, I'm sorry. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. You know what? When you, hallelujah, you can be at your best. Glory to God. You can give. You can help this ministry. You can help that one. You can just be in church on time. You can do all those things. But guess what? You're still going to be afflicted. But that's just how it is, because if you look, if nothing ever happens and everything is going well, then when will you pray? When will you seek God? Well, Lord, everything well, then, you know, I'm just going to chill. No, hallelujah. You got to stay up and you got to stay on your toes in the ministry, because things can come and it can happen in a flash. It can just make you and knock you off your feet, and that's what you got to do. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. So don't just think you can just, well, I'm just going to take a chill pill over here. All is well. But you know what? God will deliver you out of all them things. That's the scripture you hold on to. Lord, you said many of the affliction of the righteous, but God shall deliver them out of them all. He's not going to give you anything, hallelujah, that he can't deliver. Oh, my Lord. So you got to be careful about that. Glory to God. If you're afflicted, then guess what? God can deliver you from out of all. It don't matter. Now, here's the thing. Do you want to get delivered? Some people don't want to get delivered, so that's why they don't get delivered. You know, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I like it. I like it like that. And some say, ooh, I like it. Oh, you like it like that. Okay. Well, you stay right there then, but you continue to pray for them anyway. Hallelujah. You don't just say, well, you know, they say they like it. You don't have to go, well, listen, I'm going to pray for you anyway, okay? You don't have to get the oil and sling oil all over them, you know, say you're devil. You ain't got to do all that. Just continue to pray for them in your prayer time. The Lord, I see them over here. I see them over here. And begin to speak positive over them. Say, Lord, I see them in your church. I see them, Lord God, working in the ministry. I see them going and pulling other young men and women, Lord. I see them, Lord God. You need to start speaking positive over your children. Lord God, I see them, Lord God. I see them giving their tithes and the offering. I see them, Lord God, because you said it, Lord God. Oh, my God, you said you'll deliver them, Lord God. So I see them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You need to start speaking those things. He said, speak those things to be not as worth as though they were. Glory to God. And guess what? They're going to come to pass. You may do it today. It may not come. You might do it tomorrow. You may do it the next day. And it still ain't came. You may do it a year from now. And it still ain't came. But that don't mean you stop. And that's what so many times what happens. We stop. We fail to pray. We fail to continue in his word. We fail to continue to praise him. Glory to God. Let's move on. On 20 here. Glory to God. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Let's move 21. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Evil gonna kill the wicked. Hallelujah. But understand, let's move on to 22. Hallelujah. The Lord redeemeth the soul of his servant, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. If you trust in God, you won't be judged guilty. Hallelujah. But so many times what happens, people don't really trust in God. Like I said, you don't trust, you can trust what you can touch. It's because you can't touch it and you don't trust it. Hallelujah. But you got to understand, hallelujah. Now, a lot of y'all go direct deposit, right? Glory to God, I'm sure. I know they say his year about the money. Y'all, come on now. Glory to God. It's okay. Now, hallelujah. I didn't ask you for none, not yet. Okay, amen, hallelujah. But you understand, you trust them to shoot that money through that direct deposit, don't you? Glory to God. Well, you got to trust God even more than that. Hallelujah. But sometimes things can go weary, and maybe they done shot it up to ain't no telling where. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then you'll be upset. You know, Lord, where my money at? Oh, my God. You will be upset. So listen, you got to trust God more than that. If you trust them to shoot your money in, you got to go beyond trusting God for that. Glory to God. You got to trust God that everything on the inside of you, it's going to be all right. You got to trust God even though, hallelujah, you may not feel like this. You got to still praise him. Lord, I'm going to praise you even though these children acting up, this husband ain't acting right, Lord God. He ain't doing what he need to do, Lord. I'm going to trust you, Lord God. Then I'm going to have to talk to him, pull him to the side and tell him a little something, something. But I'm going to trust you, Lord God. I'm going to trust you anyway, Lord God. I'm going to try to talk to him, me too, Lord. You know, come on now. Y'all be real. Y'all know it. You know it. You're going to trust God, but you know, you see him, going to talk to him. Hallelujah. He's going to be like, look, you shouldn't be acting like this, you know. Hallelujah. Yeah, now we need to come together. You know, you're still going to do it. Glory to God. Come on. So this is what you need to do. Even some family don't act right. Glory to God. You're going to trust God. But in the meantime, sometimes you're going to see, well, look now, come on. You know, we're together here. And we need to all try to get along. Glory to God. We need to stay together. We need to be together. We need to make sure that we're taking care of one another. Come on now. Glory to God. Even on your job, people you work with, even though they don't act right, you can't just shut them out. You got to learn how to talk to them. You got to learn how to communicate with them. You got to learn how to get along with them. Glory to God. It don't matter. You got to learn how to laugh with them. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. I'm not saying about the dirty, dirty jokes and none of that. Glory to God. But there's other things that you can talk to them about. Glory to God. They're shopping and, you know, and different stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of women wear wigs and a lot of them like the hair and different stuff. And talk to them about stuff like that. You just got to learn how to communicate. Find something that they like and you can talk to them on their level. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stop being so mean. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. That, you know, that all that kills your spirit, that drops the bones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't always say, I can't stand them. I can't stand that person. Don't keep putting that in your spirit. You can't do that because guess what? It's going to drive your bones. It'll stop your flow. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that you may not like. There's a lot of things that you don't like about them, but guess what? Find something that you like. Glory to God. And just work with that. And if they come and talk to you, just learn how to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be who God wants you to be, not who they want you to be. He wants me to talk to you. It's okay. I'm not going to shut you out. Hallelujah. My God. Because God's going to deliver you from whatever it is you're going through. And if it's something at all, he's going to deliver you from that too. I know from experience. Amen. Hallelujah. He will deliver you. Hallelujah. From all that. He'll make you forget all that stuff. Continue on down the road with him. It's not about you. It's about who he is and who he wants you to be. You don't know. He might use you to go back and get that person saved. He might use you to go back and say, this is what I want you to do. I'm giving this to you. Now, understand, because he tells you to go do something, that don't make you a prophet. Let me help you out. That don't make you an apostle. Let me help you out. That don't make you an elder. Let me help you out. Glory to God. He's just using you because understand, in the Bible, he used a donkey, right? So he can use whomever he pleased to go and give a word. So it don't matter. It don't matter. I'm using you and telling you to go over there, you know, because Susie is hurting. You know, he just say, okay, go over there and tell Susie, it's going to be all right. Susie, God said, it's going to be all right. And it could make Susie bust out in tears because she said, thank you. She said, I needed that word. Sometimes people think that it's just a word that's going to, you know, some word way out there in left field, right field, you know, third base, and all that, center field, and all this. They think it's got to be some big word, but just something such as that, that touched Susie because she's going through what she's going through. And he sent his word through his servant who will make themselves available. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To go out there and give a word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. So seek him through all and everything in his word. Read his word. Study his word. Meditate on his word. I don't care where you at. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Meditate on his word. Don't always be on the phone gossiping. Don't always be on the phone trying to find out stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Cut that stuff off and listen to the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, amen, you can be so distorted and you can be so tired, you know, when you just say, Lord, you know, I'm just going to sit in your presence and I'm going to listen to you. Glory to God. And you know what will happen? You'll go off to sleep. Hallelujah. Because guess what? You're in the presence of the Lord. And then you'll get some good sleep. Glory to God. If things aren't going right and you say, oh, Lord, I am just so tired, Lord God. I just need some good sleep. I do, Lord. And, Lord, I'm just going to sit here and I'm going to listen to the gospel music and I'm going to listen, Lord God, to you and just hear what you're saying. And I'm just going to listen to the word on the phone. I know everybody got a Bible app on the phone now. Glory to God. And you just go off and drift on off to sleep. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means you're still in the presence of the Lord. That's where we are in this day and age. Stay in the presence of the Lord. Don't allow people to tell you who you are. Don't allow them to put you in a box, glory to God. If they don't like it, it don't matter. Hallelujah. It's only what you do for God is going to matter, glory to God. And if he tell you to go over there and tell him something, tell him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. We serve an awesome God. His praises shall continue in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times, for he is good and worthy to be praised. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, all those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord God, give them a song of praise in their heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. This song, Lord God, shall dwell with them, Lord God, wherever they may go, whether it's at work, Lord, or in the streets, Lord, or wherever they be traveling, Lord God, back and forth, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that this song that you give them, Lord God, it shall bring healing and deliverance on the inside, in the name of Jesus, whatever they need healing and delivering from, Lord, because only you know, oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, we shall praise you, Lord God, all the days long, Lord. It shall continually be in our mouth, Lord, when we wake up in the morning. Lord, we'll give you praise. When we're, Lord God, going outside, Lord, to get in our cars, we shall give you praise. When we're going down the road, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we shall give you praise, oh God. Lord, when things come to try, Lord God, to get us off track, we shall give you praise, Lord God. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We shall give you praise, Lord God. Even though, Lord God, we get the doctor's report, we're going to give you praise, Lord, because you said praises continually to be in our mouth. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Nothing's too hard for our God. He said, I'll deliver you out of them all in the name of Jesus. Hold on to his hand. Oh, his unchanging hand. God don't change. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's man that changes, oh, my Lord. In the name of Jesus, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down, sometimes you're almost level to the ground. But he said, I'll bring you up, hallelujah, glory to God, if you would just praise me, hallelujah, with all you get, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for our God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, he said, the steps of a righteous man is ordered by the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Decree and declare that every step you take is ordained and ordered by the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't let evil come out of your mouth, but let goodness, hallelujah, come out of your mouth all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God, and we praise your holy name. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord. We thank you, Father, for those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. Lord, you know the need, Lord. Lord, if there's any need on this line, God, and they hadn't pressed the one, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to go in and do an instant healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, heal them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. And everywhere they tread their feet, Lord, let it tread on good ground. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we push back any trick of the enemy right now. In the name of Jesus, as they go forth in ministry, as they go forth, Lord, God, in their business, as they go forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, wherever you will have them planted. Father God, we thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen and glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, we serve an awesome God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I'm going to go on this line one more time before I give a call to salvation. If you desire prayer at this time, just press the 1 and I will bring you in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, no one has pressed the 1. Hallelujah. So we're going to go ahead on. Hallelujah. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, hallelujah, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into everything that you want me to be, Lord God. I give you my life, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now blood-washed, born believer. Get in a Bible-believing church, a church that preaches, hallelujah, from the Word of God, that preaches the Bible, glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure to take your Bible so you can follow along, and you can. And if you can't keep up, just write it down. And then when you get home, go back and search the scriptures. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Search the scriptures. Amen. But make sure that you take your Bible. And if you can't keep up, amen, hallelujah, just write it down. Jot it down. And then when you get home, you know, it takes a little time to kind of get to know your Bible. If you've never read it and you've given your life to Christ, it takes a little time for you to know where everything is. Hallelujah. So I encourage you, don't get distracted and don't get... Just don't get distracted, hallelujah, and don't give up. Continue on. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and get off. I want to make sure, don't forget, make sure that I reiterate, don't forget Minister Elaine Jackson that's coming on next, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to make sure you go over and show her some love. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now, and I'm going to close out, and I'm going to give the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. We will see you back here on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week. Amen.